Bitching on you live with your brother. Ancient liberty as it demands, yeah. Doesn't affect for your karma. So closer to your days. Small number. Small number. Small number.
This is Reverend Bookburn. Tapers and relay broadcasters starting in a couple minutes. Reverend Bookburn starting in a couple minutes.
Double trouble. It's here and now. The fire's getting red at them small. Get where I use your repeller. Certain boy them battle ready. So many armored guns. Next who's on? Next who's on? Class them a class of. Saying all the words at you. Hey, hey. It's it and you never know. Judge is still on the show. God. Pass them a pass show. Plenty work we have to do. Hey, bring it to your brother true. That's your share. Every day is just a new day for you start. Right here and now, every day. Just reaching from the heart. Watching how you live with your brother. Ancient liberty as it demands, yeah. Cause and effect pull your karma. So closer to your days. Small number, small number, small number. Yeah,
all right.
Small number.
Are you ready?
Small number. Small number.
Okay. We are on. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is part one of a tribute to Marlon Solar, known on this show for 4.5 years as Marlon, the great engineer. So we have a lot of songs, many songs that are in accordance with his tastes. Also songs that I turned him on to as well. And a well-balanced and diversity in musical genres, and some humor. Of course, his favorite artist, Frank Zappa, will have to come up tonight, plus the usual stuff. Gonna start off, since I'm clergy, with something very holy. This is by Bad Religion, and from one of their earliest releases, and it is entitled Voice of God is Government.
Neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. Please give a $10, $25, or $50 tax-deductible donation. And I assure you, your modest pledge will be used to censor TV and radio, ban questionable books, and contribute to many other godly services. No longer will young Christian Americans hedonistically indulge in masochistic submission to rhythmic music. Or with your monetary support, there is no end to what we can achieve in this country. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. The voice of God is government. Get God, peace, trust, sin, and deliverance. Can't you see what we believe in? All our thoughts and all our reads, a pursuit of life and liberty. Happiness we cannot taste. We got the truth of the mighty voice. My father saw your real choice. I am in the chains of love. Stacked and served with one small flaw. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. If we shun God and Jesus Christ, religious love is sacrifice. Stuff for God is shown to cash. Don't accept, fill our trash. And repent that we receive our money. That's what God needs. Build a $1 million church. Money spent on God's search.
God is government. Fuck the God is government. Fuck the God is government. TV, God can heal, certain voice you cannot feel. Love for money and God's name. This is not what TV gave. Spent on God's return. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government. Voice of God is government.
It ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charge, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now to have God on their side. I learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. to hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If I them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now, as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Watch, who do you watch? 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 your leader, which is your flock, who's your leader, which is your flock, who's your leader, which is your flock, who's your leader, which is your flock. Einstein had an idea from the confusion of his knowledge. Then there were a thousand more turning to advantage. They realized the third board was dead, so they reclaimed power through the bomb instead. Another's cold, another's prey. The shot us all in deadly ray. Jesus had an idea from the confusion of his soul. Who will take you oh so near their edge but never drop you over? You watch, 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 you watch.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead.
Oh, rock girl,
please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know.
Punk rock girl,
give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal.
Punk rock girl, it makes no
sense. Your daddy's the vice president, Rich Jazz the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. Security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen.
Punk rock girl,
you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, eat butch banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
you heard the Eyeliners doing Wishing on a Star, Bratmobile did 90s Nomad, Dead Milkmen did Punk Rock Girl, Crass did Where Next Columbus, Bob Dylan did With God on Our Side, and started off with Bad Religion doing Voice of God is Government. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 or so. And at RadioVolta.org, the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA. And repeat broadcasted Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m. The Reverend is In is also live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as repeat broadcasted, oh, so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with a great hour of Slack, one of Marlon's favorite shows, even more than this one, I think. The Reverend is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho, war criminal, civilian massacring terrorist Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And to see the Reverend's new archive site with about a dozen old shows that are accessible, or to see the Reverend's blogs, go to reverendbookburn.com. Coming up on The Reverend is in 1 week, in the wake of the benefit for Marlon Solar here at Philly Independent Media, part two of a tribute to Marlon Solar. And I have so much material that I pulled out, worked on this all day today, that it will be at least 2 hours in addition to all the material that is going to be used for the benefit here in beautiful West Philadelphia. Also, future shows include the Reverend performs the wedding of Tom DeLay and Terry Schiavo's corpse. And interesting about Tom DeLay is with all of his fascistic policy making and meddling not only to the innermost details of every person's private life and choices, but now even their deaths, Tom DeLay, the hero of the ultra-whacked Schiavo exploitive cult, actually pulled the plug on his own father. So on the future in the show, we're going to perform the wedding of Tom DeLay and Terry Schiavo's corpse. Also, future themes include the Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, psychotherapy for the war criminals in the Bush regime, Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm, more perverted stories from Morrow Crusaders, starring anti-abortion terrorist Neil Horsley and Randall Terry, and Senator Henry Hyde. Another future theme, Henry Hyde's retirement party, La Sarah Firefox live guest when her book Sexy Wish comes out from lasarah.us, an advanced copy just received from the Reverend, and it looks awesome. Live musical guests, Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com. Future themes, recovery for propagandists, in which we will discuss this 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems. and the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other misguided misuses of the term addiction. We'll cover that extensively, have a lot of laughs with it, and play a lot of great tunes on the night we do Recovery for Propagandists. And another future theme, and your ideas, all of them so far, have been incorporated into the show, Pubic Property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, from holy fundamentalists of every stripe to groupthink freethinkers, and even certain kinds of women's studies classes. And everybody's ideas so far has been incorporated in the great Pubic Property show, and that is going to be fun. I'm just going to keep collecting ideas and song ideas, all of it, which is great so far. And we'll also do another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Well, we have no birthdays, really. Let's see. Today is the anniversary of the Scopes Monkey Trial from 1925, a teacher on trial for teaching evolution versus creationism. Yes, the holy Taliban clones were dominating this nation even before the 1950s, as strange as it is. So this is the anniversary of the Scopes trial. Happy birthday to Julie. And let's see, what else is essential before we get into this? My handwriting absolutely bites. Okay, fuck that. So, anyway, oh, and we heard from Joy Ryder. At ReverendBookburn.com, there is the Reverend's Want List, which included the live set done at the 1979 No Nukes concert by the one and only punk band, and really the only live performance of that show that the Reverend musically liked, by the only punk band that played there, Joy Ryder and Avis Davis. And somehow word got to Joy Ryder that the Reverend really digs her music, and she's gotten in touch. And in Joy Ryder news, she is still musically active and is going to send the Reverend a new song, this one being about the Iraq War, entitled Armageddon. And long-term listeners know that the Reverend has played multiple times on the show the great song from the late 70s by Joy Ryder and Avis Davis entitled No More Nukes, which is one of the Reverend's all-time favorite songs. Tonight is part one of a tribute to Marlon Solar. Marlon, from pretty close to the beginning of the show in 2001, was called on the show, as you've probably heard a zillion times, Marlon the Great Engineer. Technologically as well as personally, he was magic, an awesome friend, an awesome engineer, an awesome person. What he could do with technology was incredible. So a lot of the stuff that you enjoyed through the years, including pranks, gags, recorded stuff, altered voices, sound effects, the God voice, the Satan voice, fart sounds during the Asshole of the Week Awards, and so much more, I can't even think of it all, was his doing, or our collaboration, but mostly his doing, and as well as, of course, consistently appearing on the show, contributing, finding songs for a themed show, often rare and impossible to find stuff, often on little to no notice. And he was 31 years old and did not survive a heart attack June 25th. His last birthday was last March. On March 24th, he turned 31 between the Palm and Stroke Sunday show and Easter, what some people will do to get nailed shows. And his funeral was on Wednesday, a week and a half ago. And it was very moving. A lot of people spoke, for family, friends, Radio Volta folks, this reverend, and people from Philly Independent Media, friends from long ago and friends more recently. Marlon was also acting in a theater show called The Broken Hipsters from BrokenHipsters.com. And if we can find a CD pressing of the soundtrack, we'll play that this week or next, as well as prayer alongs, sightings from Slack, when Trent Lott from the Congress, we call him Trent Rott, when he crashed and burned from the Republican Party for his overtly racist comments in praise of Strom Thurmond, another gift to human ignorance. When we did the Go Home Trent Rott show, it was Marlon who joined the Reverend and singing an altered classic rock song with no musical backing entitled Sweet Home Mississippi that went out to Trent Rott and without warning was brought in to join the Reverend to sing a cappella the Trent Rott theme song entitled Sweet Home Mississippi. When we've played the George Clinton P-Funk song Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow, that was found, I think, somewhere online by Marlon. Let's see, a lot of great gags, a lot of great stuff that he trash-picked, little plastic fetuses that were thrown at him while he did clinic defense, and I would say a lot of the best of the show was in part due to having this wonderful and awesome person whom the show brought me together with and whom I got to share it with. A little emotional, so I'm going to play a set after a couple of plugs. There's some essential reading from truthout.org. The first is by Robert Frisk, and it should be on the face page at truthout.org. By Robert Frisk, The Reality of This Barbaric Bombing, about the London bombing, but it adds some perspective to it. It's not just the usual corporate media bullshit that totally ignores the civilian deaths elsewhere. And by Norman Solomon, Beware the War on Terrorism. And if you do like the Norman Solomon article, you can check out both his books and his writings at warmadeeasy.com. And let's see, we'll talk about two terrorists in this world. One is named Tony Blair, and the other is called George W. Bush. And even though that doesn't excuse Little League terrorists or their barbaric actions, we still don't want to lose focus on the major league professional terrorists. And let's see, from alternet.org, from the media culture section, Live 8, Tour de Force or Farce, by Danny Schechter. Let's play a song by, or not by, let's play a song for medical marijuana exile Rene Boget, who fled fascism and went to the north into Canada in the beautiful Vancouver area. And for a while her case was going really well, but now they're talking about extraditing her back to the U.S. for a mandatory minimum sentence of at least 10 years, leaving a small child and spouse behind for the crime of watering hemp plants for people who were using it for medicinal purposes. Peter McWilliams, who had full-blown AIDS, and a cancer survivor, and other people in California. You can check her out at Renee Boje, ReneeBoje.com. This is by the Storm Orphans, and it's their version of Sweet Leaf. Play.
get naked on the couch.
Don't you know? Touch me now. I got every sacrament behind me. I got baptism. I got communion. I got penance. I got extreme unction. I got confirmation. I was a Catholic child. The blood ran red, the blood ran wild. Now I'm a Catholic man. I put my tongue to the rail whenever I can. Yeah.
People's lives doesn't seem to be doing you a lot of use. Believing in other people's lies is getting pretty hard to tell the truth.
When you read the papers, when you read the news, exactly as it appears from the outside. Now you know why the truth comes in disguise. It's the backward slide, so who wants a ride?
When you read the paper, when you read the paper, the cast of thousands spouting out of the corporate pen, demanding our money to make up something new, starring new combinations of the tried and twisted crew.
All the human torches catching fire, the corrupt garnishes getting caught,
smashing the view.
Robbers and killers,
especially
rock stars, competition bidding commissions, win a holy dream.
Everybody wants to get down my pants. Yeah, everybody wants a piece of my ass. Why, pretty woman, come and get some.
Okay, let's play a song from the same compilation you heard from Volume 1 of Put Some Pussy in Your Punk, which is a compilation of all women-fronted bands in the Los Angeles area. Volume 2 has just come out from the Reverend's friend Renee Bryant at On The Rag Records, ontherag.net, Volume 2 now out. We're going to play another song from the old classic of Volume 1 of Put Some Pussy in Your Punk for Marlon's biker friends. And the Reverend carefully picked this particular biker song because it's not one of the famous ones, nor is it a usual one. This is for Marlon's fellow cool bikers, and it's by Cookie, and it's entitled Wild Ride.
My rubber. We'll be right back.
Yes! Hey, look up! On it, Webster, like the KKK! That's how it the fucking way! Racism sucks! Race is a fucking suck!
You heard 7 seconds doing Racism Sucks, and This Is My Life. Wild Ride was done by Cookie. Bimbo Toolshed did Roxanne. The Fleshies did Dick Holy Halo. And Jack Kill Jill did You Don't Own Me. Those two songs from the Benefit compilation release, Dropping Food on Their Heads Is Not Enough, a benefit for the women of Afghanistan. The proceeds went to the RAWA, Afghan Women's Organization. Before that, you heard the Adverts doing Cast of Thousands. And from Mike Viller's great compilation of Jim Carroll Band songs, Put Your Tongue to the Rail, you heard Bottom doing Catholic Boy. And we're going to have a copy of his new one, Mama Kangaroo, All Philly Women's Tribute to Captain Beefheart. Before Bottom, you heard Queen Five doing Good Girl Gone. Sex Slaves did 2 a.m. and started that set off with the Storm Orphans doing Sweet Leaf. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is part one of the tribute to Marlon Solar. Marlon, the great engineer. And that means a reading. But first, we're going to acknowledge somebody else who passed away very recently. 60s music promoter and one of the big names in the cast of characters in the old Haight-Ashbury scene in the 1960s. In the San Francisco area, Chet Helms has passed away, and there's a piece about him entitled Remembering Chet Helms by Paul Krasner and published by New York Press, which is nypress.com. And it's in the current issue if you want to check that out. Remembering Chet Helms. And let's see. If you want to support the military resistor from Turkey who refuses to participate in the Iraq war, as well as information on military resistance, you can go to refusingtokill.net. And let's see, from San Francisco Independent Media, there are now Bush poo flags. Yes, little tiny flags that have pictures of George W. Numbnuts, moron, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, that they stick all over Germany in little animal turds. Apparently, they get away with walking animals around and letting them turd everywhere. So they made flags just for the animal turds, Bush poo flags. And there's over 40 pictures. I couldn't get past 40. There's over 40 pictures of the Bush poo flags in these animal turds at madeyouthink.org. Let's see. And coming up on the blog page at reverendbookburn.com, we'll talk about why Bush and Blair are the ultimate terrorists. And while the small-time imitators, the small-timers are imitators of Bush, and they are assholes, but the media are assholes and have reminded us that they do not provide coverage for the victims of the larger scale terrorism. And in fact, the G8 meeting is but a meeting of international terrorists. But more on that later. If you want to see the Dark Lady's fetish items that are up for auction, her stuff is now Dark Lady from darklady.com, and now a columnist for Why Not, the letter Y, whynot.com. She is now at fetishauctioneer.com. Alright, what else is happening? An upcoming Oliver Stone movie about the rescuers at Twin Towers. I think it's called Last Ones Out. And on DVD now, and he got a lot of shit for this, so he deserves a free plug, and the Reverend accepts no money for any of these plugs. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band's Live in New York City release is on DVD. The reason it got a lot of shit for it was because it included the song American Skin, parenthesis 41 shots, which was about when the New York City police shot 41 shots into an African immigrant when he pulled out his wallet after they told him to, completely unarmed, sitting on his porch. And when Bruce wrote a song about it, he actually got a lot of shit for it. Anyway, Live in New York City is on DVD right now, and it's probably being boycotted by all the asshole groups. If you like the Put Your Tongue to the Rail compilation, a song of which we played again tonight, or if you're into the Mama Kangaroos tribute to Captain Beefheart, of all Philly women artists, it's from Genus Records, G-E-N-U-S, genusrecords.com. And one of our own from Radio Volta is on it, the Reverend found out. From veteransforpeace.org, the 4th of July Declaration of Impeachment, and that is at veteransforpeace.org. From alternativetentacles.com, Jelly Biafran with the Melvins touring Europe. Leftover Crack on tour now, as well as Blowfly, who are coming to Philadelphia, actually Blowfly is, and Ratus de Peral. New benefit compilation called This Just In, a benefit for indie media. Another benefit compilation, Slam Bush, the official mixtape. a release of the Censored and Jailed, 60s band from Czechoslovakia, Plastic People of the Universe. It's great to see their stuff come out. New releases from X-Girl, Yuppie Pricks, and Buzz Oven. DVDs from G.I., Howard Zinn, Pitch Sifter, and Bay Area Activists doing a release, We Interrupt This Empire. And new books, by a new book by Noam Chomsky and a re-release from Gary Webb, all at AlternativeTentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys. Let's see, no Supreme Court news since last week. Oh, and a good article from Slingshot at slingshot.tao.ca. Avoiding Activist Burnout by Rogue. All right, Marlon, a great engineer, as you know, and heard many times from him if you're a long-term listener, really dug the Church of the Subgenius, which was like a highly intelligent satirical religion and based on the sacred teachings of J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Philosophy of Slack, published by the Subgenius Foundation. And I'm going to do readings in honor of Marlon and his deep appreciation of Slack and the Church of the Subgenius from the Book of the Subgenius. And in case you were wondering why he would occasionally yell praise Bob during the Reverend's prayer alongs, if you suspect that things are much worse than you ever suspected, if the only thing you've ever been able to laugh at for the last 5 years is the fact that nothing is funny anymore, if you sometimes want to collar people on the street and scream that you're more different than they could possibly imagine, if you can help us with a donation, if you can see the whole universe as one vast morbid sense of sick humor, if the current age of progress seems more like the Dark Ages to you, if you are looking for an inherently contradictory religion that will condone mega degeneracy and yet tell you that you are above everyone else, then the Church of the Subgenius trademark could save your sanity. Instant answers to everything. Your secret wishes can be granted in full once you know what they are. You'll pay to know what you really think. J.R. Bob Dobbs, 1961. Now at last, success. The step-by-step process is revealed. This is it. The only faith that promises action, thrills, success in sex and business. Having all the guilt but none of the sex? Have intercourse with a beautiful live girl or damn near anything else. Thought you'd tried everything? You ain't seen nothing yet. Learn to think big. Develop the tricks of length extension. Bring your weirdest dreams to rampaging life. Stand erect for your abnormality. Wise up. They're out to get you. The different are being silenced by a global conspiracy. Weird men arise. Find out who they are and how to smash them. You probably already knew that the U.S. government is a sham. Something propped up there for you to blame. But did you know that the real powers that be are not even people? That they are actually shambling, unbelievable, unmentionable, unthinkable things? Yes, Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet. Defy the sinister star forces which mock us all. Evil demons have kept the truth from humanity for thousands of years. God has been misquoted all this time. His actual words may disturb you, but Bob Dobbs is a bulwark against the unbearable fear and anxiety tormenting mankind. There's no prob with Bob. Bob is a way of life to millions, yet half of them don't even know it.
He is the one true living Slack master with the spiritual know-how to help you bash through the locked doorway to financial heaven. He is the only real shortcut to Slack. And there's a little bit more. From The Curse of Bob, Chapter 4. But Dobbs as teacher. In Dobbstown, where Bodhisattva Dobbs sits under an open sky, unraveling small business parables to the devout zombies gathered around him, birds flock overhead to give him shade. They let their droppings fall only on his followers. In his Dhamma teaching, the master demands absolute self-deification, the retainting and depurification of the ego, and the achievement of the all-selfish desires. The only way to handle temptations, he admonishes, is to go at it until it hurts. Then it will be finished with you and will leave you alone. Unless you get hooked, then only larger donations to the church can save you. Don't just eat a hamburger, eat the hell out of it, end quote. Economicon 23:78. The profundity quotient of his quotes seems to increase geometrically the longer the student listens. Dobbs as teacher destroys the parts of your brain you're better off without. Many happy tales are told of Bob and the Kool-Aid on the great night of Slack in the jungle. The Kool-Aid that made them so much more alive to their own infinite potential. His lessons may be difficult, even dangerous, but they work. Often the cerebral pressure brought on by confusion builds and builds until there is an orgasmic bursting of the dam, a breakthrough to understanding. Only through the aid of irrational thought and no-think can this man of men free the mind of inhibitions and bring Slack. There is often pain, but the student thanks him for it, pays him for it, and thus liberated from the earthly burdens, wallets, checkbooks, all signs of foul possession. The initiate feels lighter, freer, as if a great weight has been lifted. From the book of the Subgenius and read in memory of Marlon Solar, 31, Marlon, a great engineer. There is no time for overtime tonight. So, the abundance of music and what we didn't get through next week, and probably won't have time for next week, even though I'll be DJing the tribute party / benefit for Marlon's family, and as well as doing part two of the show next Sunday, July 17th. We'll get some of the tunes out of the way. And again, we're going to end promptly in about 30 minutes. Let's see, no more 7 seconds in the background. In honor of Slack, those who were also Subgenius worshippers and worshippers of J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius, the band called Devo. This is from their second release, Duty Now for the Future, and the track is entitled Wiggly World.
straight up and down.
It's never straight up and down. It's never straight up and down. It's never straight up and down. Oh, you got an echo, hot on the dime. You like to get to know you, but I haven't got the time. You better walk like a mannequin, go like a child. Echo reaction, that's a beast for the fun. Gonna wiggle on the metal, wiggle on the time, wiggle on the metal. And laugh a lot, if you thought I'd never get a wiggly while you wiggly well. Oh,
star on his own blue ballad on the moonshine.
I'm not I'm not real good at approaching girls. Sometimes I feel like I'm diving for ocean pearls, to the bottom where it's dark and it's harder to breathe. She laughed with a smile that you wouldn't believe. What's your name again?
She told me.
But since then I forgot. Plus I smoked a lot of beer and drank a lot of pot.
I mean,
she laughed again. I played it off like I meant it. She threw me a look and I knew it was cemented. This game I presented, it worked again. As long as the team don't act like jerks again. It's happened before. They cling to him like suction, like vultures. They circle waiting for an introduction, but not this time. This one was something special. From her hips to her eyes, to her lips, to her freckle, to her teeth. Best of all, she was jocking me until I heard,
"Yo, Nick."
And she was like, "Who is he?"
Oh, let me introduce you to my partner. Oh, he's my left hand man, and he ain't no joke. But yo, back to this interaction. What was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction. Let me introduce you to my partner. Oh, he's my left hand man, and he ain't no joke. But yo, back to this interaction. What was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction.
Hold up, hey yo, hold up, Nick. Don't you think you should go and buy this girl a drink?
See ya.
She can wait right here. I'll keep her company. If I play my cards right, maybe she'll be humping me.
Ha.
Nick shot me a dirty look on the middle finger. But I don't care, I'm on some Jerry Springer. Shit, but it's legit, cause last week Nick took my girl and split and only offered me a shrug and a blunt hit. So I'll get him back tonight. Hey yo, honey, follow me to the back to where there ain't so much light. I'm your Mr. Right, at least for tonight.
Or, hello?
I looked at her and she wasn't even paying attention. Mind off in space, exploring new dimensions.
Shit.
She wasn't gonna hear a damn word I'd say, cause she was staring right at my DJ.
Okay.
Let me introduce you to my DJ Chief Shot. He's a both-hand man and his beats are hot. But back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distraction. Let me introduce you to my DJ Chief Shot. He's a both-hand man and his beats are hot. But back to this interaction, what was that you were asking? Let me take you to the back where there's no distractions.
Damn, you look familiar, have we met before? I think I caught a glimpse of you on the dance floor. As a matter of fact, weren't you freaking MC Nicholas?
No, that wasn't me.
My bad, now I feel ridiculous. You know it's kinda hard to see when I'm busy scratching? Yeah, I've been rocking shows for years, thanks for asking. You wanna hear some jiggers?
Yeah.
Well, you should mention that. Just got a call from him, told him that I holler back. Enough about him, change the subject back to me. I'm 6'3" with a college degree. Plus this key to that Camaro double parked outside. If you carry my wax, I'll give you a ride. Now be a good girl and go buy daddy a drink. And by the time you get back, we'll leave in a blink.
Yeah.
Then it's on like Shaka Khan. And oh yeah, on the way out, say goodbye to Lexicon.
Did I say Camaro? Oh my god, I meant to say Ford Focus. How embarrassing. Yeah, no. Where you going? Where you going? No, come back. I know Jigga.
Jay-Z, you don't get to.
No, come over to my house right now. I'll show you his number.
No, don't walk
away. Come on. I know, please come back. Please. Please come back, please. Oh, jeez.
Some of you might not agree, but you probably likes a lot of misery. But think a while and you will see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. If you win this one too, what you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole. Maybe you think you're a lonely guy, and maybe you think you're too tough to cry. So you went to the grape just to give it a try. And Dagmar,
without a doubt, the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life
was his name.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The whiskers sticking out from underneath of his pancake makeup.
He was a beautiful lady.
Nearly drove you insane.
Let's talk about leather.
And so you guess a little sailor.
Table starring in the latest Shepherdson production.
From Spain.
Sir Richard Pumpolo.
You sniff the reeking buns of angel.
The sale of a demented bread boffer.
And acted like it was cocaine.
My whole wheat loaf.
You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco.
Then on Tuesday night, Caesar's back in town.
In a way you can explain.
Facing off the old sparred tag team
and
grudge
so
match.
And so you work along with Michael.
179 pounds of Samoan dynamite.
Which back in awful strength.
Volcanic hell.
But you came back on Sunday for the gong show.
Thursday, Tuesday,
but you forgot what I was saying. Cause you're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, yes, yes. You're an asshole, you're an asshole, that's right. You're an asshole, you're an asshole.
Well, now you're pissed in the brain, pissed in the chest. Now I think you know what you are. You're an asshole.
You say you can't live with what you've been through. Well, ladies, you can be an asshole too. You might pretend you ain't got one on the bottom of you. But don't fool yourself, girl, it's looking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's winking at you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's blinking at you. That's why I say I'm gonna ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Cornhole!
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe.
Wristwatch, Crisco.
Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop shoe. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your...
Oh, I knew you'd be surprised!
I knew you'd be surprised!
Watch the way he keep the beat.
Sweet as honey's a piece of cake from the ginseng root and sloppy take. Vitamin E and all the bees.
If you're so cool, he'll make you freeze.
Make you freeze.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning.
burn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Hey, come back here. Sunday, July 10th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. We have no runners-up. We do have all of the great gang from Seclusiases Radio here, including Regina, who has agreed to come in and make live fart sounds with us. Can we hear a fart sound? That is inspiring. You keep doing that. Really? Okay. Today. Alright. Well, her peers are all hysterical. That's cool. I keep making them right. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is the anti-abortion protesters in West Palm Beach, Florida. Let's hear a fart sound for them. Who set the presidential women's clinic on fire about a week ago. A fire blaze now under investigation, something not covered when the corporate media decides to cover holy terrorism. To the anti-abortion Al-Qaeda clones in West Palm Beach, Florida, who harass women at women's clinics and now set a clinic ablaze. You are assholes of the week. The Reverend thanks Regina for from Seclusiastic Radio Show, which is the show that's on next at RadioVolta.org, for the live fart sounds in addition to the fart sounds that were recorded by the late, great Marlon. Marlon, the great engineer. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. Before that, Frank Zappa did Broken Hearts Are for Assholes. Lexicon did Last Night My DJ Stole My Girl. Suicidal Tendencies did I Saw Your Mommy. Audience did Belladonna Moonshine. Big Boys did Hollywood Swingin'. And started off with Devo doing Wiggly World. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been part one of a tribute to Marlon Solar, known for 4.5 years on the show as Marlon, the great engineer. And next week is the benefit slash tribute slash party. And the Reverend will be hosting that or DJing that, whatever I'm supposed to be doing at that, plus doing my show on time at said benefit here at Philly Independent Media. And then the show during the normal times will be the tribute to Marlon Solar part two. I will do the credits, and then we'll let the final song fade into the Seclusiases show at Radio Volta. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's tribute to Marlon Solar part one show. Thank you, Father Oblivion of Philly Independent Media, Lord Jesus, Kenny Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy Wildflower, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixan, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, The Tick, Malik, Leanne and Tim, thank you, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z and Family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Matt Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, Portuguese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, The Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Ladies, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve,
Pie Man from pieman.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Joe Keithley and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna A., Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merkin Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Pro-Choice Group at Beloit College in Wisconsin, Susie Lick, Anand DePlume, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Champion Lombard, Walter G., Diane Fornbacker, Family and Friends, Tender Bartender, Benevolent, Dick Teasris, all of Radio Volta, Bill, Mia, Washington stations that really broadcast this outlet, the show live, D. Monica, Dallas Flanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, all independent media, all Bush Liquors, book burners everywhere, to all the folks here, family and friends of Marlon, who have been paying tribute to him. Thank you. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Going to play one final song for Marlon, and it's only going to go for a little bit, and then it's going to go right into the Seclusiastes show at Radio Volta. This is by Sid Barrett called Swan Lee, Silas Lang. Good night.
Swan Lee got up at the Runningford powwow and paddled from the fire to his waiting canoe. Chattering squaw untied the wigwam door. The chief blew smoke rings two by two. The land in silence stands. Swan Lee, his boat by the bank in the darkness, loosened the rope in the creepers entwined. A feather from the wing of a wild young eagle pointed to the land where his fortune he'd find. The land in silence stands. Swan Lee paddled on from the land of his fathers. His eyes scanned the undergrowth on either side. From the shore hung the hot heavy creature infested. Tropic Swan Lee had a bow by his side. Was long gone, long, long gone. She was gone, gone. The bigger they come, the larger her hand. Till no one understand why for so long she'd been gone. And I stood very still by the windowsill, and I wondered for those I loved still. Cried in my mind where I stand behind the beauty of those in her eyes. She was long gone, long, long gone. She was gone, gone. The bigger they come, the larger her hand. Tell no one understand why for so long she'd been gone. And I borrowed a page from a leopard's cage, and I prowled in the evening sun's blaze. Her head lifted high to the light in the sky, the opening dawn of day. Long gone, long, long gone. She was gone, gone. The bigger they come, the larger her hand. Till no one understand why for so long she'd been gone.
I stood very still by the windowsill, and I wondered for those I loved still. I cried in my mind.